Ted, what makes this particular process of finding the general manager unique in any way for you? You've been here a long time.
You know, Jeff, it's unique because it's the first time that we've had a search for a general manager and a head coach at the same time. So that added a unique aspect to it and a little more sense of urgency.
Scheduling alone, you know, trying to take the opportunity to interview two head coaching candidates, Adam Gase and Dan Quinn, while you know you got to get that GM. You hope to get that GM first. It wasn't mandatory, but it had been great, and it worked out that way. Was that difficult?
That wasn't difficult. I think the other added piece to it was bringing in Ernie Accorsi, and I say that in a real positive way. He just added so much value and was able to help George and myself kind of crystallize the process and really understand the most important aspects when someone's explaining the vision of putting together a championship team.
Ryan has mentioned several times already, in the couple of times that I've had a chance to talk to him and listen to him, he's big on a coach having charisma. He has it too. Did you see that when he walked in the door when the first time you met him?
Really did. He was so impressive from his passion to his intensity. When he was presenting, there were times when you could feel the passion because he would kind of clench his jaw a little bit. And he'd show that intensity, which he showed at the press conference today. So we immediately felt a connection and a fit. And then when he started explaining his vision, knocked it out of the park.
What about the vision hooked you?
It was, he started off by talking about what were we lacking, in our opinion. And we talked about needing to find our identity as a team, not just one side of the ball, but as a team. And so he spoke to toughness. He spoke to passion and intensity. And then he got obviously into more details about the offense, defense, what he's looking for. But that just really struck a chord with us.
It sounds like it's very important to George also that be the identity of the team and the McCaskey family.
It's always been our identity. Yeah. You know, it always has. I think the fans demand a tough identity. You know, it can transcend itself in different ways, but toughness has got to be part of our
identity. It reflects the city you play in.
It absolutely does.
You know,
it's that blue-collar work ethic. You know, whether it's a passing game or a running game or defense, we want to make sure that when people play us, and Ryan expressed this, that they know they've played the Bears and they feel it, and it's been a tough battle, win or lose.
I like the fact that he admits his limitations at the moment and willing to grow into it. And the big one is the salary cap. And having Cliff Stein in the building is just invaluable and will be huge for him. Did you like that he didn't tell you, I can learn that, or I do? He told you the truth about himself.
He was completely 100% real, and we felt that. You know, he said, this is me. You know, here's my plan. We asked him a lot of tough questions, and he didn't even flinch or try to understand like what our opinion was on those questions. He just answered straightforward, and it takes a strong man, a man with a lot of confidence in his ability to be able to do that and just expose himself no matter what the question is. So.
Did he nail it when he compared you to Mickey Loomis?
Well,
a long time compatriot over there in the New Orleans Saints.
I'll tell you a little story. So after Ryan was hired and signed his contract and he made his calls to the Saints folks and his family, I called Mickey to thank him. I said, hey, Mickey, and the first thing out of his, I knew exactly what he was going to say.
Blankety blank blank.
He said, you blankety blank, I can't believe you stole our best guy. And he goes, you know, that's the second time you've done that to me. And I paused for a minute, and I said, what are you talking about? And he said, 20 years ago, when I was with the Seahawks, we were at a league meeting. It was free agency. And you walked around, and you tapped me on the shoulder and said, we just signed Andy Heck. And he goes, you ticked me off then. You did it again now. You owe me dinner and drinks.
Former Bears left tackle, who's an NFL coach as we speak,
exactly
as a matter
right.
of fact. Andy Heck, good man. But you need that too, right? I mean, you can get very isolated on an island in the NFL, especially when things aren't going well, and it's good to have resources throughout the league.
It's not just
research. It's competitive, but...
That's the point. It's competitive, so a lot of guys, you don't want to share too much,
but
you need a handful where you can kind of just let your hair down and talk about issues, and he's been valuable that way. He's a good man.
So are the Bears better today?
I think so. You know, I always think that way. I'm always a positive guy, but I think with Ryan there's reasons to be. And I look at him, I think Ernie Accorsi said it during one of our interviews. He said, you know, Ryan's kind of like a first-round draft pick as a quarterback, where you know you got it right, but he has the potential to be great. I'm excited about that.